Opinions expressed on this podcast do not necessarily reflect those of the management of Louisville.am and Veritas New Media, a Louisville.am production.
Next with the Louisville Improvisers.
I'm just saying, I don't think those avocados are going to be good for...
They're hard, Chris. They're really, really hard.
You know, first of all, don't insult me. This isn't my first avocado, okay?
Well, you're acting like it.
Well, no, I want to eat it tonight. I want to eat it on...
You say that, and then you leave them in the bowl next to the coffee maker.
And then I have to throw them out because they're all black.
Fruit flies.
No.
How do you think the fruit flies got there?
All right, you want to put money on this? This avocado is going to be edible in 3 days.
Will you eat it?
Brian, you take part of that
action? I'll go in on this.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
How do we do this?
100.
100? Really?
Yeah. That's how much I believe in myself in this one.
Okay.
3 days? No way. That's an 8-day avocado.
An 8-day avocado?
8-day avocado.
Okay, I see your 100.
Okay.
Well, that's a
no,
joke.
No, no, but we bet 3 days.
No, it's a 3-day avocado.
So if it's not ripe and ready to eat, and we've got to get an independent judge on this.
Well.
And you will have eaten it.
Oh, I'm
because you'll eat it if it's rock hard. You'll still eat it in 3 days to take my $100.
Hey, listen, man. No, it's going to be good because I can feel it. There's some give in this avocado, okay?
Where?
Just feel it. All right. Don't squeeze it. Let me just hand it to you.
Wow.
That's hard.
Man, I wouldn't eat that ever. That sounds cavernous.
Avocados have cavities sometimes.
Wow.
It's a big avocado, okay?
I know it's
big. I mean, it looks like a melon, but it's an avocado.
It's an avocado, but it's not. There's no way in 3 days.
Oh, yeah?
We should come out here more often.
This is good.
Yeah. This is great, you know? And then
I feel poor when I come out here.
Do you?
Yeah. It's St. Matthew's.
Well, I mean, you know.
You could have dressed up a little.
Yeah, I mean, really? I mean, you're wearing a...
It's my favorite tracksuit, okay?
Yeah, but, I mean...
You're mad because it's Adidas on the bottom and Puma on the top.
I don't even care about that.
I think that's actually the fourth on the list of my complaints. But, yeah.
That's fine. That's fine. I'm feeling comfortable.
Yeah. But this is... Yeah, well, no, that's important.
Is it the chains?
First of all, it's the chain. It's the clock, okay? I mean, what are you, Flavor Flav? You know, just take off the clock.
I couldn't find my watch this morning.
Okay. I have my phone. I can tell you. If you need to know the time, I'll tell you.
Okay, I'll take
be
it
Be you.
Do you want me to put it...
Be you.
There it is.
No, you be you.
Be yourself. Look at that.
Oh.
Be you.
Be you.
Be.
Don't, do you.
Be you.
That's why we're here, isn't it?
Well, I thought we came out here to get some avocados for.
No. God, you have such short-term memory now.
It's just that I pay attention to very little.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to lie to you. We smoked up a little before we got here, so.
You did?
Now, what is this place?
Wait a minute. When?
Well, right.
Is this one of those painting places where we all do the same painting?
No, that was spot on. We did that last week.
Okay, because I don't need another self-painted ceramic bowl. I just don't. I mean, I finally started giving them away as gifts.
Well, we've got one where the avocados. Yeah.
Which I will eat Wednesday.
Okay.
Go to hell.
Otherwise, you're writing me a check for $100.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm going to need to.
What is this place?
It's a yoga place.
It's a yoga center?
Is
it an ashram? Let's knock on the window.
Oh, just put your avocado down.
Put that avocado. Did you buy it?
It's soft. It's going to... Listen, I have a technique. It's going to soften the avocado. Trust me. You have to knead the avocado.
K-N-E.
Stop. Stop it, man.
I'm not speaking metaphor.
Okay, let's go in here.
Let's go in. Well, I guess the door's open.
Ooh. Hi.
Hi.
Whoa.
Hey.
Beth.
Hey.
Beth.
You guys.
Is this your place?
Yeah. Well, it's not my place, per se. But, yeah, we now work here.
Well, God. Well, we were just, you
this
know,
is
at
This is amazing.
This is fantastic.
I knew that.
Okay, all right.
And that's why you dressed up?
Mm-hmm.
You knew it would be...
Yeah.
Well, look what I've got underneath us.
Oh, man, you've got your yoga
My yoga tard.
Yeah.
You're going to fit right in.
Thank you.
It's
thank you.
It's kind of weird you're wearing a cup, but okay.
Well, last time, actually, you know, I was. It was a really packed class, and there were a lot of people, and we did downward dog, except this woman kicked her foot out behind her.
I got you right
it
in
it. Took me. Oh, my God. I just cried like a little.
Yeah, yoga can be aggressive.
Yes.
Well, I mean.
This was, because yeah. I punched her.
Don't listen to him.
Oh, I mean, okay.
I mean, he hates women.
I don't hate women. Not all women.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, that's for another time, okay?
It is.
This is yoga. So is this a women's studio? We can't take a class here?
No, you can. I mean, I can give you all, like, a private lesson.
Oh, okay.
Wanted,
so this is, it's strictly women?
Oh, well, not strictly, per se. You know, we can't say women only.
Oh, I got
but,
you.
But,
oh,
but it's you know, encouraged. It's geared towards women's fitness.
It's beautiful in here.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love the flowers. And
What is that incense that you have burning?
That is. Is it a
jasmine? Jasmine.
Yeah.
And the pastel colors are fantastic.
It's huge.
Oh, yeah.
This is big.
Wow.
Yeah. It's got to be big. You know.
Hello?
For the silks.
There's an echo.
I didn't hear it, but.
Okay. I think you have to hear more than one hello to make an actual echo.
I heard it. You didn't hear the.
I heard
Beth,
hello.
Is there an echo here?
There might be.
See?
Hello.
Chris, put the avocado in your fanny pack.
Okay.
I'm sorry. There's just no food in the studio.
Oh, okay. No, it's not going to be ready for 3 days.
You put my bagel in there?
Yeah. Okay, sorry. No food. Al, give me your chips.
Okay, you got it.
Yeah.
Can I, before you, can I get a piece of that gum?
Yeah.
You got the
is gum okay? Hold on. Is gum okay?
No.
Well,
is that considered food?
As long as you don't get it, like, on the silk, you know what I mean? If you can keep
the what?
Your gum in your mouth.
All right.
Hold on a second. She'll explain it.
Okay, thank you, Alec.
Which, Alec, you know, first of all, you're not in charge.
I'm not?
You're not leader of the group.
Okay. We're a democracy.
Wait a minute.
I mean, I decided we're a democracy.
I know, but Chris was leader last week. You were leader the week before.
Alec, that's exactly right. And Beth is leader this week.
Here, take your gum and let's...
Thank you.
Let's let Beth... So this is a women's...
Yes.
Silk.
Yes. Is it fitness? And we just added trampolines as well. If you're into,
all right, let me get my shoes.
Tramp fitness.
I'm
into tramp. Fitness.
Am I really? I married her for God's sakes. What
tramp?
Tramp.
Oh,
I know that was
good cardio workout.
Tramp fitness. we don't work out. I mean, we try to walk.
We should.
Well, I walk out to get the mail every day now.
But that's good.
No, that's great.
It's a quarter of a mile.
Well, could we? Yeah. You have, Beth, you know, we haven't seen you for a while, but yeah. You got to come out to the manor, the Louisville Improvisers Manor.
Yeah.
I didn't know that y'all.
Yeah,
we
have
did.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We got a big place.
That's wonderful.
You know, and just past Rubbertown in Southwest Louisville.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Just
keep going.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, like, you're in Rubbertown.
Yeah.
You think you're here? No, you're not there yet.
Right.
Just keep going. And then when you think you've gone too far, it's still a little
just
further.
Beyond that.
You see the river. We're right on the river.
Okay.
You know, in the smokestacks. From the LG&E plant,
right down from that. Okay. Yeah, we're a little upwind from there.
That's a nice area.
We did. We got it cheap.
Yeah.
Y'all are so lucky.
It was a super fun site.
Yeah.
So that helps us. We get enough walking in the grounds, but the women's fitness.
Yeah.
What is first of all, what's tramp fitness?
Yeah.
You know those little trampolines from the 80s?
Like individual?
The individual tramps are back.
I told you we should not have gotten rid of those, Brian.
Well, okay.
You don't remember this argument, did
that? At the yard sale?
Yeah.
I'm not going over it again.
If
you would have used them just once,
right.
I would
you
use
said
them
no.
Now.
You wanted to. You were all into what was it? Jazzercise at the
right.
time.
Oh, right.
That's unfortunate.
But I did say everything that goes around comes around.
You did say that.
Right.
I remember you saying
so
that.
So it's come around again.
Yep,
here we are.
Now we have
and
to buy more.
Very posh. It's posh.
So this is St. Matthew's. It's
this
very
is
posh.
This is St. Matthew's.
So what do you just bounce up and down?
You do, and it's choreographed.
Oh,
the bouncing's choreographed.
The bouncing is choreographed.
Do you choreograph it?
I don't per se.
Okay.
I honestly have a hard time keeping up in bounce class.
You do.
I do.
This would be great on stage, guys.
I mean,
we should use that for our next opening.
You really could.
We could. Okay.
We bounce onto stage.
Mm-hmm.
And then bounce off.
Yeah.
Bounce into the audience.
Right. And we'll put one in the middle of the house.
That'd be great.
And then bounce back.
And then bounce back.
Now, because they're small, you can't get a lot of, you know.
Distance?
Distance.
But you know the theater we work in. There's not much of a height.
No, it's not very.
At the barge tent, I mean, yeah.
It's little.
Yeah.
Would that be a problem, you think? You know?
No.
Okay. Because the stage isn't that high there either.
Right. You need to carry the tramps upstairs.
Yeah. So, yeah.
No, we have an intern for that.
Oh.
We do.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
we have a couple.
We just because we realize, you know, as our business has grown and our interests and our holdings have expanded, mm-hmm. we've needed to get a little bit more help around
good
the office.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah. Yeah. And then, so that's why, and then Brian's absolutely right on, we're just trying to incorporate as much stuff.
It's mm-hmm. a competitive business.
Improv, yeah.
Yeah.
Really. It is.
It's cutthroat.
I believe that.
It's a dirty, dirty business that we love so much.
It's hard not to become jaded. And I think we work really hard at not becoming unjaded.
Yeah.
Or jaded.
Well, I think the thing about, if you think about the Louisville Improvisers, and I'm sure you do.
Every night.
Yeah, thank you, Beth. and thank you, I mean, you know, the cool thing is you don't even need to believe it, just saying it's good enough for us.
That's all we ever ask for.
We're known for our positive outlook.
To me.
And
it's sort of an upbeat alternative to a lot of
negative
groups that work negative.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Negative groups?
Yeah.
Negative improv. I know.
Like, negative with each other? Negative performances? Or negative
just a sort of an outlook.
Yeah. Yes.
Right, just a general outlook.
Because, you know, basically in improv it's about yes and, but these groups are all about fuck you.
And they're like no but.
Yeah.
Yeah, no but.
It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And right. Really.
Yeah, we're up with improv. That was our original group.
Yeah.
Christian improv.
Yeah, it was Christian improv.
Yeah. We Chris and I were on tour with that for a good 3 years with with improv.
They actually came to my middle school.
That's how we met Brian.
Yeah, that's how we met Brian.
I said, wait for me, fellas.
Yeah.
You wait for me.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Next time the circuit takes you this way, I'm going to hop on this train.
But he found us years later.
I mean, how much improv comes to Maine? You know what I'm saying?
Not mm-hmm. We didn't see more than 5 or 6 groups a year.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I think that now, does every in your Tramp Fitness?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody gets their own trampoline.
Yeah, everyone has their own little trampoline.
And they jump up and down. They bounce.
Mm-hmm.
Do they sing?
It's good for your lymphatic system. No singing.
Lymphatic.
There is music. Yes.
What kind of music?
You know, upbeat, fun, poppy music.
Okay, like Cyndi Lauper or something?
I will say that...
Bruno Mars.
Well, now, see, that's... Cyndi Lauper would be the 80s. Right? This is...
Oh, 90s?
Today. 80s, 90s, and today.
And now. This is the and now.
Oh, okay. Oh, oh boy. Well, I sure stepped in it, huh?
Yeah. You're showing your age again.
Lady Gaga and Beyonce and trendy things.
I've heard of Beyonce.
Yeah.
She has a new record, I think.
Yes,
it's
she
a new
did.
Record.
Yeah.
She does.
Vinyl.
She does. Mm-hmm.
Do they still call them records?
No.
They call it, what are they? Oh, okay. All right. I get it. I'm in the business. She's got a new track.
Not even CDs. I don't think.
Not even CDs?
No.
Oh. Is that all that goes on? That's great for
how long
opening,
is a session?
But, yeah.
60
Sorry, I was
minutes.
In the other room.
60 minutes on a trampoline?
60 minutes on a trampoline.
60 minutes of bouncing up and down.
All now, right.
How does? But I have to go back and ask you another question.
Yeah.
You
sure.
said something about it helps your lymphatic
Yes.
System?
Lymphatic system. It drains.
Does it really?
It gets all because the fluids moving.
Because you jump up and the gravity keeps them down. And so
maybe that's it.
Your
that's
lymph,
just what I'm
your
told.
Lymph nodes,
your
yeah,
lymph
like
nodes,
your lymph, you know,
your
the lymph
here
nodes?
And the here,
uh-huh, uh-huh.
right underneath, you know, your armpits,
and they get
and
clogged. Do you know? I don't know.
Clogged
do you know
with
they
what?
Get
please,
clogged.
Deodorant.
Deodorant.
Lack of moving.
I use the crystal.
I know.
I use the
you use it every
crystal.
Night.
Hey, no, guys.
He rubs it every night and goes, "Please send me."
This is so. There's actually a medicinal component to this.
Oh yeah, I mean, you know, any kind of. Exercise, really.
Oh.
Get that heart rate up. Get that heart rate up, you know?
Yeah, I stopped.
That's why I've got this tracksuit on.
I know. I'm glad somebody was ready for class.
I did. Well,
okay. Well, I didn't know. In
these are my
defense.
Guys, look. I got them for you, too.
Oh.
I ordered you tracksuits.
That's caring.
Yeah, but you're not supposed to wear.
I mean, that's Alec, you're wearing all three of them.
Yeah, I know. Well, how could I surprise you with if I was carrying around a bag? You would ask me what was in the bag.
Like a nesting doll.
Here's yours.
Okay, thank you, man. Okay, I'm glad Chris, that mine was the furthest from your skin.
Chris, here's yours. And Beth, I brought you one, too.
I appreciate that, but you know I've got my own.
Oh.
Oh, no, that
it's
was so
new
rude
balance.
Of me. You're right. I'll take that.
You can. You know,
that's rude
you
of can, me.
Yeah, that's fine. Just wash it.
Yeah, you don't have to wear it now. I would wash it, too.
That's okay. I'm not afraid of sweat. Sweat doesn't bother me.
Well.
This is.
Oh, does it? Should
this
it?
Is, this
yeah.
Is, for, I, this is a rubber town sweat.
You yeah. You got to remember, we live in a super fun site, so and I walk around a lot out
he's
there.
He's always walking out there.
Yeah.
Good. Good for you. And walking is wonderful.
Yeah. And he fishes out there, mm-hmm. so.
Yeah.
You know,
I fish in the river right up there.
Yeah. What are these things hanging on the?
Yeah, what? Silk?
It's yes.
What is this?
It's Chris rubbing it against his cheek.
Chris.
Well, it's nice. I'm not going to apologize. I'm not going to apologize for my fondness for silk.
It is
Chris,
silk material.
I refuse.
Put your pocket knife back in your fanny pack.
I'm not taking a swatch. I'm just.
I mean, we can give you some. You don't have to take it. You just ask, you know.
I'm sorry. Here you go.
Appreciate you. Appreciate you. No, these are our silks, and I teach the silk yoga class here.
Okay, I don't. I mean, it sounds fantastic, but I'm not sure what that means.
Sounds smooth. It sounds.
Yeah. Sorry. There you go. Oh, good. Much better.
All right.
Alec, you can't. Don't.
Jesus.
You can't direct real life.
Okay.
You can't block people and get them to stand. You're not at the Commonwealth anymore,
but,
buddy.
Look,
where to stand like we're 14-year-olds.
Okay, but let me ask you one question.
Yes, I don't admit this is a better stage picture.
Thank you.
Now, yes,
that's all I wanted to know.
You're
it's
right,
a better
okay?
stage picture right now.
I apologize.
I would agree as well.
Yeah, and you know.
But
and I apologize for doing that. I can't really. I don't get to direct as much anymore.
No, so you have to. Someone's got to direct.
Every time we sit down to a meal, every time we just walk to the door,
it's about sight lines. It's about find your light.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Right. It's about open to the audience.
Yeah.
Don't close yourself off.
And life is played in an arena theater. There's always someone to your back.
Very true. That's very true.
Mm-hmm. Well, in the real loosest sense of the word, it really is. So,
do we just climb up these?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's
all right.
It.
All right.
So wait, you climb?
Yes. Yes. You can climb up it and then stand in it if you like, or sit.
Stand in it.
Yeah.
See the circle in there?
Yeah.
Chris, you look great sitting. It's like, oh, you know what? It reminds me of a paper moon.
It reminds me of the DreamWorks.
Yeah, which
logo.
Was yeah. You look good. Let me take a picture of that.
And if you swing, you can catch a little breeze.
Swing him. Let me. Let me do some video.
Get a new Facebook profile pic.
Oh.
Yeah.
See?
Okay. Don't enjoy it too much. I mean, this is a ladies' fitness studio. I'm not trying to.
Okay, I think my lymphatic nodes just
they're
emptied.
Dripping. Oh, they just dripped all the way down that wall.
I'm sorry. I'm
your heart rate.
Do you
want
to go to the bathroom?
Can somebody stop me?
Eventually.
Okay, getting dizzy is normal.
There.
Yeah,
there you go.
A lot of
now we got
people.
You. Okay. Why don't you go clean up?
Yeah. I mean,
okay.
No.
Okay, I'm just going to rearrange my fanny pack real quick and then okay, I'll be back.
Do you feel exercised?
I feel drained in the best possible way.
Oh, wow.
Physically, I feel like I've just exerted myself.
Uh-huh.
God.
Your heart rate, look at, my God, it's way up there.
Yeah, I mean.
Your abs look good.
But
I feel strong. I feel
you've
like
got
I
got a lot of core strength.
Yeah,
he does. He lifts a lot of weights.
I believe that.
We have a tumbling room
at the manor.
At the manor, yeah.
Where we'll just sort of wrestle around. And
that's so nice.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we'll get...
Throw the medicine ball around a little bit.
Yeah.
Chris is a master of the free weights.
I believe it.
What are you benching now?
310.
Okay.
310. Mm-hmm. I did that once, so technically that's my
So he got one rep out of it. That's all. He maxed out at 310.
Right.
Write it down.
And I actually crushed my larynx, but...
And it was a very expensive surgery to repair it, but he got 310.
That's
he cleared it for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I got the record.
You. Not many people can say that.
I didn't.
I'm just going to... I'll be right back.
Okay. God,
this is... Yeah. The bathroom's...
Yeah, right around the corner. Oh, through the boutique.
Oh.
Okay. Do you have the credit card?
Yes.
Let me have it.
Oh, come on, man. Some things for the group.
Okay. All right.
All right. I mean, you know, we need door prizes.
Okay. The party is coming up, too.
Yeah.
All right. I'll see you in a minute.
All right. I'll be back.
You can't let him do that.
I'm really sorry.
He
was having such a good time.
I know, but he's like going to have another heart attack.
No, he'll be all right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, I think he was up there for, what, 45 seconds?
Yeah, that's a long time for him. Yeah,
I know
he's
it is.
He's got really good core strength.
Don't
take it away from him,
Okay. I worry about him. I worry about him a lot.
I'm just going to mop this up.
It's those endorphins.
Yeah, do you have some soap?
We have a Swiffer.
Okay.
Some Lysol.
We have jasmine Lysol.
Yeah, good. Of course you do.
Not coming.
How have you been?
So good.
Good.
Thank you.
You look wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
Doesn't she, Brian?
I think appreciate so.
Y'all look good, too. It's those tracksuits, though.
Thank you. See, Brian?
What?
The tracksuit.
I stand corrected.
Okay.
Mine feels a little short.
Well, because if I got you one in your size and then I was wearing it, I would have torn up
you
the feet.
And I would have known there was something up.
Yeah. Right, because I'm that much shorter than you, so, you know.
That is so thoughtful of you.
Well, thank you.
How much weight can this support?
3,000 pounds.
Wow.
All right, then.
I've never tested that, per se, but that's what I was told. 3,000
pounds. All in that carabiner and those hooks?
I'm saying, yeah, because the beam is a support beam.
Oh.
For the building.
For the building. So right,
take the building down. I mean, I guess. I don't.
Yeah.
We couldn't have this at our place.
Yeah, we could.
You think we
could? Yeah, well, we'd have to get Andy to come back in and put an I-beam in there, but it's totally doable.
Let's surprise Chris for the holidays.
Let's do it.
Let's do
it. For a Christmas present.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right. He's coming back. Hey, man. How are you?
Okay.
Good. Yeah. I got hand lotion for everybody.
Oh, that's the free sample hand lotion. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Right. No, take some.
Of course.
Okay. I mean, we're going to go through them pretty quick.
No, that's fine.
Is that fine if I just take a handful?
I mean, this is a ladies' fitness studio, so I don't think that's what they're there for.
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Okay. Oh.
We have dry hands.
Oh, my mistake.
No.
My mistake.
Look.
That's okay. It's okay.
This is Beth we're talking to. Okay.
We don't the need endorphins it. From the swing, I thought, you know.
You were right the first time.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. Just playing with you.
He's touchy about that.
Okay, wash your hands.
Yeah, okay.
He did.
I'm going to do it again.
Okay, good.
Can I get back in? This is fantastic.
Let's quickly. Do you want a sandwich or something?
No. I just had a cigarette. I'm good.
Your blood sugar okay?
Thank you. It's good to.
There were some pita chips in there. Did you have a little?
You know what? I'm going to sit here on the bench.
Okay. Yeah.
And then
have your avocado. Didn't y'all buy avocado?
Yeah. I'm 2.5 days away from that. So.
Oh.
7.5 days away from that.
According
He's
to you,
never
we
gonna
have
eat
that
it.
Going.
He will throw it away.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
No, you wouldn't throw it away. It's Alec that has to take the fruit away.
Well,
the rotten produce.
Hey, I am not throwing it away.
Leave it there.
No. I've got it. It goes with all of the other fruit.
Composting?
And that he doesn't eat.
Hey, Beth, are these donuts for everybody?
Yes, they are. We have donuts at our fitness studio.
Wow, but food's not allowed.
They're just for decor, but if you'd like to have one, I bet they taste good. I don't know.
You're going to break a tooth, Chris. That's how you broke a tooth before with the candied apples last year.
Right. Remember that?
That was a mistake.
I know.
Well, like halfway through, I thought, this is going to be fantastic.
Remember we couldn't get you into Dr. Schwartzer?
I know.
Dr. Schwartzer?
He wouldn't see. He couldn't see him. Remember?
No, and it was over the holiday weekend.
Yeah.
Jeez, that was the worst Memorial Day ever.
I know.
You
whistled for an entire weekend.
Yeah.
We kept running to you as it did all the other dogs on the property.
Yeah, that joke never gets old. No, it's kind of like Jack Lemmon in The Out-of-Towners, remember that?
Yeah, you're okay.
I don't know, that was one of our favorite movies. You gotta come out to the Manor for a movie night.
I would love that. Oh. Y'all have a movie theater?
Yes.
We have
a
screening room. We do.
That's amazing.
Yeah, the last movie we had was Shakes the Clown.
Wow.
And that was
some time
Shakes
ago.
Shakes the Clown?
Yeah, Bobcat Goldthwait's first
Bob
movie.
Bob Goldthwait's movie?
Oh, it's a great movie. It's a seminal film.
I have a little bit of a thing about clowns.
Well, this is the, and I think this may help, it's the Citizen Kane of alcoholic clown movies.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes it better or worse?
Better.
It makes it better.
Better.
Because he's a clown, which is scary, but he's an alcoholic, so that sort of levels it out.
He's his own worst enemy.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Oh.
And then the
he goes on a journey.
He does, from drunkenness to...
Not less
drunkenness.
Drunken. Yeah, and then less drunkenness.
But the opening scene is a classic.
Why don't you share it with her?
Beth, yeah, I'm sorry.
No, share the scene.
Oh,
tell us more about this movie.
Oh, so the opening scene.
Yeah.
Am I going to ruin it for you?
No, not at all.
So the opening scene is...
a wide shot, or is it...
It's a tight shot. It's in a bathroom, and all of a sudden you see this clown. It's sort of... drunken clown. You don't know he's drunk, but he wakes up in the bathroom.
These are hard to open.
They are hard to open. So he's drunk. He wakes up in this bathroom. And then he sort of figures out where he is. And I don't mean, it's been a while. But anyway, so he raises up. It turns out he's in this woman's house/apartment. And the woman is Florence Henderson with a nightgown. And
from the Brady Bunch.
From the Brady Bunch. And so anyway, this is before that. So he's laying on the ground and he raises up by the toilet where he's apparently probably thrown up, and her kid walks in and takes a leak right as he raises up, and the kid pisses on his head. And then this is the opening scene. I know. I mean, it's like, where do you go from here?
Where?
And then,
where does it go?
And then he kind of drips up, and he walks out of the and then Florence Henderson's in a nightgown with a, you know,
go
smudged
on.
Makeup.
Yeah.
And then she's standing in the doorway, and she says, "Will I ever see you again?" And then he rushes out to do a children's birthday party. It's a classic.
So that was the movie a year ago that we showed.
So anyway, that's just the kind of stuff we do. And then, you know, we'll have to invite you out because we never get to see you anymore.
Yeah.
You had a baby, though.
I did. I did have a baby. Kinda,
how is your son?
He's 10 months.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Seems like just yesterday.
We may have to arrange a future play date.
Mm.
Right. Oh,
you didn't know.
Go ahead, Chris, tell her. Unless you want to talk about the movie some more.
Unless
tell
you want
No.
Okay.
Do you want a donut?
I'm not going to apologize
They're
for
really
loving
the
movie.
They're really good, the donuts.
Two's my limit, okay? Choose my limit.
That's how he keeps that core.
You can just burn him off.
Yeah. I'm going to have to get back in the swing pretty soon.
Right,
But, so, we're the three of us, we're and you're actually, we're going to have a baby.
Yeah.
We decided. Yeah, we decided.
Congratulations.
Yeah, and we're thinking about, and we don't normally tell people this, but we're thinking about the name Arlo.
You know what you'll get?
What?
Just like Arlo Guthrie.
Oh.
People like to say that. I know that because my baby's name is Arlo.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I'm not trying to like be like someone who's like, I got that name first, but like.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad we had this discussion because Arlo.
I don't want things to be awkward. You know what I mean?
What's next on the list?
Zeus.
Zeus is good.
Zeus is good. Really
there aren't. You don't run into a lot of Zeuses.
This is really uncomfortable though because Arlo's middle name is.
Oh, no.
Really?
Ooh. Yeah.
So. Yikes. Okay, that's fine.
Wait, let me see what's on the list for number three.
Number three. Go down. No, like go deeper into the list.
Seven.
Jezebel. If it's a girl.
Oh, okay. Okay,
yeah.
I'll take that. No, that's great. Can you call for Jezzy or something?
Jezzy.
Yeah, Jez.
Jezzy,
Jez.
J-Bell.
So, yeah, we haven't found the right surrogate yet. We've been interviewing a lot. As soon as we find the right surrogate, then we're gonna do what we've already got our...
I'm not trying to, like, push myself on you all, but I'm pretty fertile. I don't know if you want to...
Oh, my God. We didn't come here to ask you that.
Okay.
Oh, you...
No.
What I'm saying is,
Alec, did we or didn't we?
God, I think, Beth, we would be... What do you think?
I think that's a proven pelvis.
Okay, that is a proven pelvis. That's a phrase we
I do a lot of yoga.
Yeah, you're very healthy. You look healthy.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that so much. This my lymph nodes
are they clean? Are they clear?
Totally clear.
Okay. Yeah.
This might be an ideal situation.
I think I think this is what we call in the business a win-win.
Yeah. Well, we have a doctor. You have a doctor then?
I do.
Okay,
I
so
have
you have
a doctor.
Who delivered your baby?
Her name is Dr. Catherine.
Okay, well, we have to tell you one thing. We've already contracted with a doula.
That's okay with me.
Is that okay?
Linville. Yeah. Susan Linville is going to be.
Susan Linville, yeah.
Susan!
Mm-hmm. You know Susan, right?
Yes, I would love for her to be.
Yeah, we have to talk.
She's our doula.
Our doula. Yeah.
She's and you know Susan, right?
Yeah, so, yeah.
Guys, this is this is not an accident.
This is fate.
This is fate.
This is fate.
The gods have spoken.
Yeah. But not Zeus.
Yeah, not Zeus.
Well, no. Well, no, no, that's fine.
Oh, Xerxes is on the list.
Take it off.
Okay.
Why don't you take a celebratory swing?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, I'm gonna get up here. Yeah. Okay. Do we have the sample? What you doing, don't.